Tapped exclusive. We are the internet, bitch.
What up, man? It's your boy DC2 Trill, man. And y'all tapped in, man.
Tapped In Podcast. We're joined today by DC2 Trill.
Yo, what's the word?
Shout out DC2 Trill, man.
Yes, sir.
So it's kind of funny. Our producer, he kind of put us on your shit originally.
Oh, for what's his name?
Right there. His name's Mark. Mr. Yeah. Ounce.
Yes, sir.
Crazy. And he put us on your shit, and we're like, damn, this is, you know, the shit's fire, obviously. That's why you're here.
Right.
But let's get some background on you, because I know you originally. So are you from Detroit originally?
Hell no.
Where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Port Arthur, Texas. I was born in Texas.
Texas.
I was raised in Alabama most of my life.
Yeah. Okay. So what was it? When did you go to Alabama? How old were you?
Man, I was back and forth. My bad. I was back and forth from Alabama to Texas.
Yeah.
As like a young age, like. I'm talking about
like really,
yeah, three, like four, five, oh. Yeah, back and forth from Texas.
Was it because like moms was there?
Dad, yeah,
was
my like, my daddy from Alabama and my mama shit. From Texas.
Okay,
feel me? So we moved a lot, so it was usually just back and forth from Texas to Alabama.
Yeah, you know? What was that like? What was like? Tell me how Texas was, and then tell me how Alabama was.
I mean, pretty similar to be honest. You know, I was a kid, so it's like. Go outside, play, you know, shit.
Regular shit.
Yeah, throw rocks at trees, scoops, you know, kid shit.
Normal kid shit, ride bikes, fuck around.
Exactly, yeah.
Did you grow up with, like, a lot of brothers and sisters and
oh,
shit?
Oh, yeah, or? I was the youngest of five. I got two brothers, two sisters.
Wow.
That I know of.
Yeah, you know, youngest
probably,
of
probably
five.
Probably got around, you know. But yeah, as I know
of. Shout out, Pops.
Yeah.
So, youngest of five, like, in your house.
Yeah, for sure.
So, were your siblings ever like, were they like making music and shit? Or
yeah,
like,
my big brother Bishop, like, he was real music oriented. I remember like one of my first songs that I knew front to back was my big brother's song, like that he went.
Shit. He was rapping and shit?
Yeah, he went, but you know, back then, like in Texas, you know, you freestyle the song and then you get it slowed down, chopped and screwed.
Chopped and screwed, yeah.
Yeah, so he'd come home, he came home with it. Yeah. So that's the first song I actually knew front to back was my brother. Wow, Chop and Screw song.
And that's
he put
fire.
On a lot of culture at a young age. And shit.
Yeah, like Zero and all that type of
show,
shit was
Zero,
on.
Shout out Zero.
Street Military, you know, Big Mo, Fat Pat.
Yeah,
like the whole SUC.
So you was listening to some. You was listening to some good shit growing
up.
Yeah,
for sure, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
You had good influence and shit. Yeah, musical influence was crazy.
Yeah, Port Arthur and well, I mean Texas in general, Alabama is just two music oriented states. You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
When it comes to like a real southern sound, you know what I mean? Alabama and you know in recent times, you know, in music, Alabama's starting to get their shine, especially my city, Mobile. But like, they don't get the credit they deserve. Like Alabama's like,
yeah,
we got some shit in Alabama. For
I think some talent there.
I'm pretty sure. I want to say. Gucci Mane was born actually in Alabama, or he was raised there.
Montgomery or Birmingham.
Yeah.
It was one of those.
It was
two.
Birmingham.
Yeah, Birmingham, Alabama, for sure.
Yeah, so okay. Even though he's like Atlanta, right?
Right.
He's technically Alabama.
Alabama,
too.
For sure.
So,
yeah, Alabama native.
And he's a undeniable GOAT.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Fucking unreal. So, anyway, you went back and forth. Your brother was fucking making music, right?
Sure.
What was your pops doing? What was your parents
doing? Pops was a working man.
Yeah.
You know, he was a working man, you know, pretty straight edge dude. You know, he had his, you know, ups and downs and shit, but he was hustling. He was always, you know, always getting to some money. Pops, whether he was working or whether he was, you know, getting to it, Pops was always getting to some money.
Yeah.
Real straight up dude though. Stand up guy though, for sure.
What did he think about you and your brother like making music? Does he like
he
fuck with it?
He wasn't trying to hear that shit.
He wasn't trying to hear.
Get a job. He, nigga, what? Listen, all that music shit for the birds, son. Listen, your uncle tried to do it. Your brother tried to do it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, all that music shit. Like he wasn't trying to hear that shit. Like, Pops wasn't trying to hear that music shit till like 2020. He was like, okay, son. Okay.
I see some things
he's
going
like,
on.
Radio, and I'm like, yeah, Pops. Like, you know, I'm doing some shit with the music. He's like, okay.
Damn.
He wasn't trying to hear that shit. Nah.
That's cool that he's supportive now, though.
Yeah, he was always, you know, plan B. Always
plan B.
For sure.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
At what age did you start making music, though? When did you make your first song and shit like that?
I made my first song in my garage. I mean, in my closet on GarageBand. You remember GarageBand?
Yep. App?
So I was in probably like middle school, like sixth grade. I downloaded the little GarageBand app and bought a little beat off the iTunes store and, you know, made a song. And I was making beats and shit too. I was making beats on the GarageBand app to rap on. So I started rapping in like middle school. That's where I got my name from. Like,
okay.
My name came from, it's been my name for forever.
DC Two Trill.
You started with the same name?
Yeah, DC Two Trill. I never had a different rap name.
So how did you get that name?
How did you get that name?
I mean, originally my name was DC Two Live.
Nice. Okay. You know what I'm saying? You changed it a little.
Yeah, but see, but like, it was before I started rapping, but like, it was these, in Alabama where I grew up at, it was these niggas rapping. They called themselves the Two Live Crew, of course.
Oh,
just
okay.
Like, you know,
like
what I'm
Two Live Crew, yeah.
Right. So I'm like, man, I don't want nobody to think I'm trying to be with these niggas.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna change my name to DC Two Trill. I'm from Texas anyway.
Yeah,
I'm gonna change my name to DC
Trill.
Two Trill.
Yeah.
But it sounds like, you know, it's like DC Two Trill. It's like a real.
It
sounds like
fits.
The shit that came from middle school. Like,
yeah.
It just.
But it also sounds cool to say. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
It's like in the pocket of cool and like definitely came from middle
type
school.
Type
shit. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm glad it still stuck though. That's dope. I like to still see shit like,
yeah,
like start from the beginning and still ride its way out.
Right.
Yeah. That's sick as fuck.
Nah, it definitely stuck though.
So what what was school like for you? Did you enjoy school and shit?
Yeah, I enjoyed school. I just didn't pay attention. Being in school, being around, you know, I'm a people person, you know. As a kid, I grew up a people person, so I'm with the guys, you know, I'm a funny nigga.
Oh,
you know,
shit.
Yes, you know, I'm always, you know, I was always in school, you know, hanging out with my partners, just, you know, doing what I got to do. But, like, I wasn't too focused on my schoolwork because I was always focused on music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, my whole life, it was just always music.
You had to plan it that you were going to make
for
music,
sure.
Though.
Nah, I knew I was going to be a rapper. Like, if you ask anybody I went to school, they was like, nah, DC knew he was going to be a rapper. It wasn't one of them situations where it was like, I was like, nigga, this is what I'm going to do. Y'all niggas can do this. I'm going to go be a rapper, and I'm going to make it. I'm going to keep rapping until it's successful. Like,
so you had the early belief, like, this shit's going to work.
For sure. As a young kid.
That's dope, man. I like how you was, like, into it, though. That's crazy, man. So what was like the first song that really started to pop off for you, or you knew this shit was like for real and you could like do it?
The first song that popped off for me, shit, I was in, I ain't gonna lie, I was in, damn, what grade was I in? What grade was that? It was a song called Pass Around. It was the first song I uploaded. It's actually still on my SoundCloud to this day. I kept it up on my SoundCloud on some like.
That's hard.
This is like history.
All right, go peep Pass Around.
Yeah, Pass Around. But I was in ninth grade. I was in ninth grade, for sure.
And
then, it was like local though. It wasn't no shit. But it was like, it was some local shit.
But it was dope though. Like, but niggas was listening to it.
Niggas
you was at school like, oh, you made this shit.
Yeah, niggas like, oh, you made that song. Like, that's fire. Like, my mom likes that song. I'm like, what the fuck? I need to keep rapping. Like, I'm gonna keep rapping. Like, for sure.
That was like the first validation type shit.
That was
shit.
The first validation where I'm like, okay, I can rap.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
And how'd you drop that shit? You just put it on what, like Facebook or what?
SoundCloud. Uploaded it probably from my phone.
Boom. Like,
did you make it on your phone too?
Nah, see, at this point I had this producer named Karcher.
Okay.
It was his kid. See, at this point of my life, I moved from Alabama to California. I moved to California. So I'm in California at this point.
What part?
Yeah.
South Central and Orange County.
Okay.
So I'm going back and
forth. Oh my God.
Yeah, South Central, Orange County. I started in South Central.
That's fucking crazy.
My mama got a job in Orange County, but we moved to like Santa Ana.
Okay.
I'm living in Santa Ana, California. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
You
know I live in Long Beach now, so I know exactly where that's at.
Already. So
that's crazy.
So I linked up with this dude named Karcher. His producer name was like KRS on the beat or some shit. It was like some shit like that. But he produced the beat and we started recording. He downloaded Pro Tools, like me and him learned how to use Pro Tools, and he started recording me.
Well, that's fine
at that point, but not like
so. You had like a real setup, kind
hell
of,
yeah. But not
I mean?
Like when I was in 10th grade, by the time I was in 10th grade, I was already paying for professional studios and shit, like real studios to go record it.
Took it like seriously,
Learning how to work Pro Tools on my own, like, fuck it. We ain't got an engineer, we finna learn how to use Pro Tools, like, for sure. Yeah, 10th grade, 11th grade, I'm already fully focused on music. Like,
when did you develop your style? Like, what I hear today, you know what I'm saying?
I developed my style in 2019.
Okay. Okay, yeah. So give us like some background on that, because I feel like do you write your bars, right?
No, I don't write songs. I write for other people. You know
you don't
what
write
I'm saying?
Any of those bars?
Nah,
it's all off the top.
Nah, any song you ever heard about me has never been written.
Holy shit!
Yeah, I ain't never written no song.
So how? Okay, so walk me through it. Like, how did you develop that style? Like, how'd you come to, like your beat selection? Crazy. Like, how did you get to that, you know?
My beat selection actually came from, I feel like it came from all the music that I, hold on, get on. Straight? Good? Straight? Right. It came from, I feel like it came from everything I learned over time. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a gumbo, just like just moving from Texas to Alabama.
Cali.
You got to understand, I moved to LA, and then you got to keep in mind, after Hurricane Katrina, which was in 2005.
Yeah.
Like, so Hurricane Katrina was coming. We in Port Arthur, Texas. You know what I'm saying? My mama like, we finna go to California before the storm come. You know, we're going to come back, you know, after all this
afterwards,
shit
cooled
down. And it's crazy because, like, the day after we left to California, a tree fell on our house.
Damn.
Yeah, so a tree fell on our house the day after we drove to California. Yeah. But I remember seeing shit like, what's his name? Crumpy the Clown?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all remember that?
Tommy the Clown.
Tommy the Clown. So Tommy the Clown was actually, like, he was still doing this shit in 2005. Because I remember, like, going, you know, to after school shit when I was out here in 2005 and going to see him and his team, like,
do their little dance shows, all that little shit.
I remember that. So, like, I got a good memory. So, I just, like, I don't know, bro. I got a lot of culture in me, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, I feel like that shit just,
it all kind of accumulated to be,
for sure,
what you are now.
My 1000%, like, 100%.
That's dope, man.
That actually makes sense.
But in 2019, like, it was like a point where I was just like, man, you know what? I really want to do this music shit.
Yeah.
The only way I'm going to make it or get to where I want to be in this music shit is if I go as hard as I can.
Right.
So I just really just locked in and just, I was at the studio every day 24/7, like literally it's 24/7, like until I came up with something where I was like, okay, if this wasn't me, that's what I think of before I put out a song. I'd be like, would I listen to this if this wasn't me? Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because like, you your toughest critic. At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
So I really think, like, would I listen to this shit if this wasn't me?
Right.
And if you got some shit, you like, you play it for your partner. Right. You're like, y'all hear this shit?
Shit hard.
All right, bet. All right, I got some shit now. So I'm, you know, I'm going to keep working until, and then I put out a project, like early 2020, which was Drink Babies.
Yeah.
Feel what I'm saying? I put
that
out.
So good.
Yeah, I put that out early 2020, and I was like,
we were literally bumping your shit in here just before
and
you
we
got
were,
here.
And honestly, we was like, we love Cousin Skeeter. Yeah. Like, that shit is funny as shit.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah, that's right. Where'd you get that from?
How did you get the fucking
shit? I remember Cousin Skeeter.
Of course.
Yeah, we were just talking about the intro. The intro song is fire.
It's the greatest intro of all time.
But, like, I was on. It is. That's a fact.
It's, like, second to none.
Yeah, straight up. That shit was so fire.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I was just thinking, like, before I put out the project, I was like, man, like, what would be a dope concept to build around this Drink Baby, you know?
Yeah.
I'm thinking Puppet, boom, Cousin Skeeter, like, yeah, this gonna go. And plus, I never seen nobody really, you know, use that for me.
But like, how did you, did someone create that for you?
It was a cover art guy. And it's crazy, cause this dude had like, he had like 300 followers, bro, at the time. And he snapped on that cover art. Like,
I mean,
I found him. And shout out to Jammin, bro. He's so
He deserves the
shout
credit.
Shout out to Jammin, bro. He's
so good.
Yeah.
Like, when he sent me the songs and I saw the art, that was like half the reason I clicked. Right. I was like, damn, I've never seen something so good. And then I played it and I was like, holy shit. And that's
right,
a whole
right,
other.
Right, right.
We'll get into the music.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
I appreciate it, man.
But, yeah.
So I got a question. How'd you end up linking with Yachty?
I actually linked with Jay Bands first. Jay Bands followed me on Instagram one day. Shout out to Jay Bands. Like, he hit me up and he was like, hey, bro, Bolt wanna, first Jay hit me up. He was like, bro, I'm fucking with your shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, for sure. And then me and Jay start sending songs back and forth. We ended up doing a song. I sent him a song. He sent it back. I'm like, bro, this shit hard. And then like a couple weeks later, he called me. He like, yo, bro, a Bolt trying to get in contact with you. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, for real? My bro, the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that later that day, he followed me on Instagram. I'm like, bro, what the fuck, bro? This nigga Lil Yachty just followed me on Instagram. Like,
fire.
Bro, I'm tweaking. Like, it's
that must have been crazy.
But it's 2019.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I probably got like 10,000 followers.
That's
at the
a
time.
Huge
I'm
deal.
Like, bro, what the fuck?
That's a huge deal. Yeah.
I'm like, bro, this man just followed me on Instagram. You know, I'm telling my partner, I'm telling my shorty. I'm like, bro, this shit.
It's crazy.
This is crazy. Like, like a week after that, he ended up DMing me. He like, bro, I fuck with your shit. Like, your shit hard. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, what
probably
the fuck?
Listening
like,
to your shit, has your shit in rotation.
You know what I'm saying? Then he got on live, I hopped in his live. Like, I ain't joining it, but he seen me join the live. He like, DC2 Trill, like, hit me up. Oh, like, bro, we got to talk. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Like, so I sent him my number. He seen my number. He didn't hit me up. And the shit just said, seen. I'm like, couple days whatever, later, nigga text me. Like, he like, bro, this boat. I'm like, bro, what's up? Like, yeah, man, I'm finna come to LA. But when I do, we gotta get in the studio, we gotta work, you know? And like, I guess like, but between that time, we sending songs back and forth. You know, right, sending me songs, he like, bro, I just recorded this. I'm like, for sure, I just recorded this. We just sending unreleased songs back and forth or whatever. And he eventually came to LA, you know what I'm saying, with Mitch. What the hell, Mitch, he dipped? Yeah. Well, anyways, he came to LA with Mitch or whatever. And came to one of my studio sessions. He came in, there was no talking, like, he ain't even greet nobody, like, none of that shit. Like, boom, let's get to it.
Wow.
For the beat up, we start recording a song. Two songs he made was crazy.
Holy shit.
You know
shit.
What I'm saying? He was just like,
that's fire.
Bro, this is crazy. He like, bro, like, he put me, and then like, so like, after the session, the nigga called me out the studio, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, he like, hey, DC, I'm gonna holler at you real quick. I'm like, this nigga about to charge me for these features. Like, yeah. I can feel it. Like, this nigga about to,
he's about to send you a bill.
$200,000 invoice.
Yeah, shit.
You know what I'm saying?
That's funny that your like your brain went straight.
Right, but my manager like, at the time, he like, DC, bro, you need anything, bro. You know, bro, you know we got it. I'm like, say less, bro. So goddamn, he called me to the side. He like, bro, I fuck with your music heavy, bro. I want you to fly to Detroit with me in 2 days. I want to get you signed to QC. Holy and I want you to work shit. On this new project with me. All at one time, like one sentence. I'm like, all right.
That's like, a crazy paragraph.
Let's do it. 2 days later, we in Detroit. And that's when we did that Royal Rumble track. You know what I'm saying?
With all the Detroit shit
but
on the, it.
But it, being in Detroit was crazy. That was like a crazy experience. Like seeing all these guys, like these niggas made it out the mud. Like it was just a lot of motivation. Just being around seeing boats, seeing the guys, like, you know.
Yeah, that must have been a crazy moment.
It was a moment in history. Yeah. Like seeing him work on that project and actually being able to be a part of it, like from a month before being at home watching him do the shit to like a month later actually being a part of it, it was surreal.
You can't even like describe it.
It felt unreal. It was like a dream. Like, it felt like a real dream. Like I
actually
believe,
like you were dreaming.
I'm like, bro, what the hell? Like, I'm tripping.
It
like,
must be so fucking crazy.
Yeah, now that I told you that, if you go back and watch the video, bro, you can see, like.
You see it in your face.
What?
Like,
I'm like, bro, how
the
fuck
did
like,
this like, bro, happen?
Like, what is this? Like, what happened? Like, I was just in LA 2 days ago. How the fuck
it's
am
been
I
in motion ever since, too.
For sure.
Yeah, of course.
It was it. Yeah, it was it. But I knew it. I'm like, bro, this is it.
Yeah.
This is it right here. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I knew it. Like, having one of the moments is crazy.
That's sick as fuck.
Like, this is it. Like. And then we recorded the song in like 30 minutes, you know. So I'm outside still geeking that we record. I'm calling my mama like, mama, ooh.
It just went down.
Yeah, the boat like, DC. I'm like, what up? Like, we finna shoot the video. I'm like, what? I don't even know my part. Nigga, we just recorded the song 5 minutes ago. How the fuck we gonna shoot the video?
Holy
shot the video 5 minutes later. Boom. Outside in the snow.
There you go.
It's cold as hell.
Yeah, but you did it.
No, them niggas used to that shit.
That's
time
good.
To spin the wheel.
Oh yeah, we got a little game section right now. Hold on.
Spin the top 10 wheel.
Word, let's do it.
You get 3 spins. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
All right, let me see.
It's got some like fun segments.
All right, sure.
And then we'll see what happens. Exotic snacks or something like that we got for you. Well, how you try that shit? Hold on, ready? Boom. Spin it.
All right, let's see what he's got.
Video reaction. What we got for him, Mark? We're going to post it up on the screen for you.
We've not seen this, so I have no idea what he's going to show me. Sometimes it's weird. All right, what is this? White guy with a ponytail? Parkouring? Jesus Christ. No, fucking
way. Oh, wait, run it back a little bit. Run it back a little bit. Run it back a little bit.
Jesus Christ.
Right, this ain't real, bro. What the fuck?
Bro. Would you ever be caught dead doing this shit?
Man, listen.
No fucking way.
Oh, I wouldn't be caught dead doing it. Literally not dead doing this shit.
Holy shit.
But he want to die. That's like when you want to die.
Yeah, this is the craziest.
Bro, want to die. He like fuck it at that point. Because if you fall, like, what do you think?
It's a wrap.
Like, you see God, he gonna be like, nah, like, you know what you was doing.
You talking.
Yeah, this is fucking weird.
This should never be in America. They ain't in America, is it?
What is this?
This look tropical, man.
Where is this?
Maybe like Miami, maybe.
Russian dare. Oh, Russian. This makes sense. Yeah, some Russian shit. All right, you get two more spins.
All right. Shout out to all the Russians that listen to DC2 Trio Concrete.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Boom, we got some snacks for you.
Oh, shit, grub. All right, we'll give you exotic snacks. You try one, tell us if it's gas or trash. Let's see what he gives you.
Hall grab.
I want you to try and tell us what you think of it.
All right, what's this right here?
Either or.
Numb and spicy hot pot flavor. What the hell is numb? Like numb, like the filling?
I don't know. Then it's not like no hot chip shit, though. It's not like the other shit, though. It's probably like a spicy flavor.
All right, we got some numb and spicy hot.
What is it, Lay's?
Lay's.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you can try this shit and tell us if it's gas or trash.
Yeah.
This shit smell like, I always smell shit before I try. It should smell like curry chicken.
Okay. That's kind of, could be gas. It has potential.
Very cautious.
It kind of looks like a ruffle.
Yeah, it's like
potato ridges chip and shit. I don't know. Is that gas or trash?
I ain't gonna lie, I'm like a real picky eater, and this shit cool.
Oh, okay,
it's cool.
Shout out Lay's gas. What's that shit called? Mallow cup.
It's called a mallow dark chocolate mallow cup. Whipped cream center, made in the USA. I've never seen these in the. Have you ever seen these?
I've never
in the
seen that before.
Has anybody ever seen this in the?
Where did you get this weird shit? Okay, he said he got them in Hawaii.
No.
He said he got.
Our cameraman got it in Hawaii. That's what he just said.
Like when? 3 days ago in Hawaii.
Yeah, he just came
this
back from vacation.
Is so dark. This chocolate look like acorn. Look at this chocolate. What's this white shit coming out of it?
It's a whipped cream filling, right?
All right, let's see. Is this going to be gas or trash? Oh, no. By the face? I feel like there's a trash coming. Trash?
I ain't fucking with this.
Certified trash?
I mean, I feel like this some shit like a soccer mom. Some shit. Soccer mom like Dr. Chocolate.
Soccer mom certified. Shit. All right, you get one more spin.
Better not catch no nigga eating that shit.
Copper drop. I'm going to pull something up. Would you cop these?
You tell us if you cop it.
Drops.
Let me or see. Drop
well,
it.
Let's see.
Let's see what we got.
The Tiffany Air Force.
Automatic drop.
Fucking with those?
I'm pull the audience. With copper drop. Cop. Automatic cop.
Look how you sit.
Copper drop.
Tiffany's, you sleep.
Cop.
Cop. You
said don't know what they're looking at.
Oh, no.
You wear a pair of black
Air Forces
because they Tiffany. Keep going, bro.
Drop. We drop. They're dropped.
You're dropping
them. Take them off the screen.
Like a bad habit.
Take them off the screen. Oh, my God.
Nigga, you from Mobile, bro. What are you talking about?
He said that was beautiful.
Bro, I don't wear black forces, bro. I think black forces and color tank tops, them shits go together and they both janky.
Yeah. The black Air Force is definitely, those ones, I would cop those, but the black Air Forces, the all blacks, those is dangerous for sure.
And them motherfuckers is, bro, you 90% there. That's what I'm saying. Nigga might fuck around, be. Take a quick glance and think you got black Air Forces on. I ain't got black Air Forces on. I ain't fucking with that.
Yeah, it's time to go.
You
shit.
Might try to talk to a shorty. She on. Black Air Forces. You tried to put the blue on. And
gotta go.
My God. So everything starts happening in 2019, right?
Yeah.
You got the all the music shit in motion, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to tell you some of my favorite songs, and I want to hear the story behind them.
Bet.
So we were obviously running up all your shit, but I'm going to just tell you some handpicked songs here. So Hit My Cup.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Fire.
I'm glad y'all like that one.
Hit My Cup. I mean, you said you got a crew full of rats just like Kim Possible.
Bro.
Can we talk about the bars?
Right.
Please.
That go back to like just me having a good memory and just remembering
just
shit.
Just recalling like...
Yeah.
Shit, like the obscure shit. That's the I was driving.
And then I don't overthink shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like I don't write, so I just be.
Bro, that's why I asked you if you write. I had to like play it back. I was like, "There's no way he said Kim Possible. There's no way."
Hmm.
I was like, "Okay, crew full of," and I was like, "Oh shit, he said Kim Possible." I looked at the Spotify lyrics because I was like, not sure. It's crazy. Fucking, let's go with that. So. Fucking Hit My Cup, Adventure Time, fire, Spanish Talk, fire, I Get Around, yeah. With Me.
I Get Around was fun making. I like making I Get Around because I was in the studio. It was all the guys. It was me, Mitch, Jay, Reese, Bolt, Hazel, Eric. Like the whole Concrete was
everybody.
The whole Concrete was in this studio, and it wasn't that big. But we were all in this studio, and I'm recording this shit, and the guys like DC like. But you got a lot of songs, like you got bars, but you need to make some shit with a hook. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I bet.
All right.
I go in there and make that shit, and everybody like, this shit hard. Like,
it's hard as fuck.
Fire. Like, yeah. So that was cool making that song. I fuck with that.
So you like, are you looking to, because right now you said you were in the studio. Like you came from the studio.
Yep, from the studio.
So can you talk about like maybe some shit that's coming soon or shit you're working on?
What's coming soon is insane. Like,
yeah, man. Cause I like your videos and shit too. You got some more.
Well,
videos
visuals A1 too. But
yeah,
what's like? What can you talk about the work you're doing right now?
I mean, this is why I brought these guys. Actually, we got Exile and Raw Bone. These two guys are actually helping me, You know what I'm saying? Mold my new sound, and it's my old shit, but it's just like my old shit. I'm gonna play some shit after we done.
Yeah,
but like. It sounds so good. And it's just like on a whole nother level. Like you can hear
it's like elevated.
You can hear the confidence. You can hear that we comfortable. You can hear that we know where we're going. You can just hear it all in the music through the production and where we it's
crazy.
It's amazing. Yeah. I'm excited.
That's
why I've been taking my time on my drops.
Yeah.
So a lot of niggas burn themselves out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, that's what it could be like kind of quality over quantity type shit, right?
Exactly.
So you want it to be quality.
Yeah, like a person gonna pick, you know what I'm saying, a new Jay-Z album all day over, you know, Lil Chicken Strip
or
whatever new, you know what I'm saying? No bullshit.
Feel you on that because it has replay value.
Exactly.
It has like, you gotta, and that's the thing. That's what I was trying to point out about your shit is that I had to run it back just off the lyricism alone. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was like,
bro.
Huh? Like, I got to run that because like I'm not sure that was the bar. You know what I mean? Like that has high replay value.
Yeah. I'll be saying some shit. I know niggas be getting it like months later. They'll be like, damn, bro, you said that. Like,
like off the fourth listen, you're like, holy shit. What did he say? So as far as the project, though, do you have like any like idea date wise? Like when
summertime.
Summertime?
I'm coming, man. I'm coming harder than ever summertime.
And are you going to do
maybe visuals? You think my visuals are fire? Wait till y'all see these visuals. Like, wait till y'all see what's going on in just the Concrete boy. We just got a big mind. We all got the same mind. Just wait till you see what we about to put out.
Damn.
It's actually crazy. Like,
holy shit, man.
For real.
We're excited
actually
for
crazy.
That. Yeah. We're excited. Are you going to do any touring off of it?
Oh, yeah. I'm actually doing a Texas tour next month. You know.
Oh,
so,
shout that out.
So I'm announcing now. Doing a Texas tour next month. I'm gonna do 4 shows in Texas. I'm gonna do one at Rare House in LA first, actually. Y'all pop out. No, y'all good.
We'll come through.
We'll be there.
So I'm gonna do Rare House, and I got 3 shows in Texas that I'm doing in March.
Damn.
And then, you know, I'm gonna be doing a lot of shows with Boat too.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm gonna do Rolling Loud. I know he got a show in Florida. I'm gonna just, you know.
Do some of those.
There's a lot of shows.
Around.
Yeah, it's a lot of shows.
But Texas, that's fucking sick.
Yeah, Texas is gonna be fun.
Wow.
Be home. Yeah.
Are you gonna be, where at in Texas?
Houston.
Okay.
Dallas and Austin.
Oh, perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah, perfect. So he'll be at all the fucking
major cities,
yeah. All the cities in Texas. You got to go see him. Support the show. Run Dallas, all his Fort shit Worth up.
Area, Houston, Texas.
It's good
South
to just
Texas.
Touch those markets too, man. A lot of people be neglecting those shits, man. You got to get out. That's dope, man.
You got to. What? Yeah. You about to hit the road. It's that
also,
time.
Also, you got Texas. So yeah, exactly. It's the same shit.
Exactly.
You want to get out there. DC yeah. 2 Trill, man.
Exactly. I'm glad. I'm actually glad that they booked me for four shows in Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That's huge.
But my first headline shows of the year, that's fine. I'm not going to get to go home.
And be working.
And you'll have fun. They got good food, all that.
Get so, paid.
There you
get
go. Paid.
Nothing better than that.
Ain't nothing better than getting paid than for doing what you love.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all know that.
Yeah, yeah, man. Of course. And then just like it all, it's like working out. You like you said, you've been thinking about this since you was younger.
For sure.
So that's dope,
and
man.
And now you see like the fruits of your labor type
for
shit.
For sure. Yeah. Most definitely. And it's the best part. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
But it also just motivates me. It's like, okay, if I can get this for a feature, if I can get this for a show, if I go harder, I can
yeah,
this.
Like the next level.
Yeah.
it's just motivation to just keep grinding.
Going to the next level.
I'm not trying to be stationary in no situation.
And it seems like you're enjoying it, man. You got a good team, man. This shit, hella support.
Oh, for sure.
Like, yeah, man.
So if you could give like up and coming rappers like some advice or, you know what I'm saying? Like, what would your advice be? I think it's a good place, you know? Don't stop.
Yeah. Don't stop. Like, even if like my music wasn't always good. Like, that's why you.
Thank you for being truthful. Thank you for being truthful.
You already asked me. You said, when do you think you developed this?
Yeah.
I said 2019.
Yeah.
I didn't say 2017. I didn't say
you
when
know
I was
like
a kid.
Definitively.
Right. Like
when it changed.
Work on your craft. And
just
even,
keep
even
working.
Even if you think you're done working on your craft, keep working.
You're not
working,
done. You know? Yeah. Keep evolving.
Don't be afraid to take criticism.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, obviously don't let a nigga just talk down on your crowd. But you know, don't be afraid to just get other opinions, and don't be afraid to step out that box. And never, man, you gotta put your pride to the side for sure. If you don't grind, bro, put your pride to the side and grind, bro.
That's a fact.
Real.
Fuck yeah. That's a perfect place to close, bro.
Real
that's
talk.
Perfect. DC 2 Trill, thank you for tapping in with us, man.
No problem, man. Appreciate y'all having me.
Where should people stay tapped in with you? Is it Instagram?
At DC 2 Trill on all social media platforms.
There you go. Yeah. DC 2 Trill, thank you, man. We appreciate it. Thank you guys for tapping in with us. Subscribe, hit the bell. We're tapping out.